This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a story pegged to the TV show RuPaul's Drag Race, because why not? That show has just wrapped up its latest season and crowned a new winner, 22-year-old Aquaria. The ratings for the show are at a high 700,000 viewers. It's a competition featuring fashion, makeup, lip-syncing, all in search of what they call in the show the next drag superstar. And now some businesses see that there's value in recruiting these new pop star icons as spokespersons. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Leo Duran reports.
Paulina Infante works the counter for the makeup brand Sugar Pill.
Yeah, our staple colors are Love Plus, Flame Point, Buttercup.
And one of the best sellers is a super saturated turquoise eyeshadow. It's called Kimchi, named for a drag queen who competed on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, Kimchi is one of our more popular blue shades.
It was on sale at Sugar Pill's booth recently at the LA convention RuPaul's Drag Con. More than 50,000 people were there, including 22-year-old Marissa Lara, who follows her favorite queens online.
They honestly start the trends.
She likes to watch them post to sites like Instagram and YouTube. That's where drag queens like Kimchi often show off their over-the-top looks. Kimchi has also done YouTube videos for Sugar Pill.
So if you guys have never heard of Kimchi, it's like a soft, like, lavender color. So it's
Sugar Pill wouldn't reveal revenue figures, but it says the two products named for Kimchi are among its top sellers and have sold out several times since their debut. Drag queens used to be primarily seen in gay clubs, but now performers like Kimchi have become household names thanks to TV shows like RuPaul's Drag Race, wrapping up its 10th season. Randy Barbato is the show's co-creator.
Drag queens haven't changed, but the audience has. And the only reason they haven't been accessible in the past is because people haven't been able to see them.
But with a wider audience, there's also been a cultural shift, says LGBT advertising expert Bob Witek. He says when drag queens first appeared in ads, they represented surprise and deception, men dressed as women. But that's changed, he says. And now there are fans drawn to their glamorous images of womanhood.
Some are looking for that identity of that woman as a picture of beauty.
Especially young people developing their own style, like drag con attendee Marissa Lara.
Just big makeup. It's not a thing that a lot of girls do, but I think it's very inspiring to just go all out and not care what people think.
But businesses care, because fans are spending money. Organizers of the drag con event in LA say customers dropped over $4 million on wigs, makeup, fan art, and more. In Los Angeles, I'm Leo Duran for Marketplace.